This is, what, the 32nd consecutive show, I believe.
It is, and no pandemic's going to stop those wheels turning, so we might be adapting it a little bit, but the show must go on, or the convoy, more specifically.
Yes. Yeah. So what's a reverse convoy? I see that there's a reverse convoy from Campbell's Creek on Sunday, starting at 9.
Yes, so this is really important for our local community and any visitors in town on Sunday the 29th of November. For the last 31 years, the convoy has run from north to south, come down Barker Street. But this year, because we want everyone to be able to safely space out and have more places to view the convoy, we're going to run it in reverse. So it will start from Campbell's Creek, so the Five Flags Hotel corner, 9 o'clock, and it will run heading north up towards Bendigo through the town centre. So the trucks will be setting off at the same time, but coming from a different direction and over a longer stretch of road. So people will be able to come out and watch from their front yards as they go by, or find a place along Johnson Street or the main road of Campbell's Creek or up the city centre. But safe, being able to safely spread out and see the trucks come through as they usually do, which will be fabulous for the town.
Absolutely. And a whole array of trucks. I must admit, I was a bit dirty after we organised this to think, like, I've invited you onto the show to talk about it, and then you rub my nose in it by having a bloody Richmond truck in there. What's going on with that?
Well, it's not only you, Robbo. We had to do a bit of quick negotiation with our senior police officer, who suddenly thought there would be a roadblock to the Richmond truck coming into Castlemaine.
Good on him.
However, I said it's for a good cause, and he decided, yes, they'd let it in.
Well,
we're quite excited because, of course, the Campbell's Creek football ground where we muster the trucks is actually the old junior footy ground of Dustin Martin, and we have a strong following in Castlemaine of Richmond because his grandma still lives here. And lo and behold, the Richmond truck, there's a very a Richmond tragic truck owner had his 100th anniversary Matt truck painted a week before the grand final in a replica of his Dustin's Tats. So this magnificent truck in its own right has now been decorated in Dustin Martin's Tats. So we thought, wow, he should come. And he said, yes, love to come. So he's bringing the truck up to Castlemaine for the convoy. So we'll all be able to see the Richmond truck. And how lucky for him with all that investment and the paintwork that Richmond actually won.
That's great. And
he said he'd actually stop the truck if Dustin turned up and give him a ride. But second best is Dustin's grandma. So she's got an offer of a ride in the convoy if she wants to take it up.
Lovely stuff. Now, this is a fundraiser, of course, too, for Rotary Club. How can people help in that respect?
Well, it is. It's our major fundraiser for the year, along with the art show. And like many other organisations, we've been affected this year. Normally, we would have a full truck show where people could pay and come to see the trucks at the Campbell's Creek Reserve. But this year, we have a convoy and then just a free online program of speakers in the afternoon. So we actually have a few ways you can support. We have a raffle running, or you could donate donate to support the convoy. We'd like to think that it brings value to the town, something that people can come out and have a look at. So if you go to our website, castlemainetruckshow.com, you can see how you can purchase some raffle tickets, fabulous raffle, or try booking Donate Castlemaine Rotary. So there's a couple of ways you can support.
Great stuff. Well, listen, all the very best with it, and sounds fabulous. And thanks very much for having a chat to us on the show this morning.
Our pleasure. Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you, Kerry. All the very best with it. Castlemaine Truck Show coming up on the 29th.